Babe.
Hey, babes. I still have morning voice. I sound so manly. Hey, babe.
Hey, babe. Hi, babes. Welcome to Teenage Dirtbags, a podcast. We're a podcast that rates and reviews Degrassi episodes. And today I have so much to say about this episode.
Oh, good.
Okay, I shouldn't say that. My first note I'm going to be aggressive about, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
I've been literally so excited to talk about this first thing in this episode. So just a little teaser to everybody.
Wow.
I'm really excited
okay.
about this one thing. But in the meantime, before we get there, what's the haps? What's the 411? What is everyone talking about?
You didn't say like, I'm Maddie. I'm Carly.
Oh, I'm Maddie.
I'm Carly. Okay, let me see. Last night I saw Spencer with Kristen Stewart, the movie about Princess Diana.
Yes, and?
Okay, it was super dark, super
really?
Depressing. Like, it reminded me of something that Darren Aronofsky would have made. Do you know who that is?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, well, I'm just checking. Yes. He directed Black Swan. And
yeah, that's a dark movie.
That's what it reminded me of. Parts of the movie was like a horror movie.
Did you like it?
Okay, Kristen Stewart's performance was amazing, and I feel like she'll probably get the Oscar for it. Mm-hmm. But, like, overall, the movie, like, I'm just not good at depressing stuff. Like, I don't want to watch, like, Requiem for a Dream for fun. You know what I'm saying?
For fun? Sure.
So, did I like it? I'm not sure. I still have to think about it, but I don't think I want to watch it ever again.
Did you see it in theaters?
Yes!
And what was that like? Have you seen a movie in theaters yet?
Yeah. Me and my brother went and saw Last Night in Soho. You know that movie? That girl from Queen's Gambit. It's like a horror movie.
Oh,
and that was...
What? I've never heard of this.
It was Edgar Wright. You know, he does, like, Scott Pilgrim and Baby Driver and stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, it was fun. It was very campy and fun and violent. And it was a fun experience to see, because we saw it, like, around Halloween or whatever.
Oh, nice.
Anyways, the theater was basically empty. There was, like, 10 of us in the theater. So, it's kind of sad, because it was, like, in Peterborough on Tuesdays. That's, like, cheap night. Like, it used to just be packed. Like...
Right.
Movies would sell out. You'd have to get there early. Now it's like, it was dead on cheap nights. Makes me sad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it gave me hope this morning. I was at the doctor's office, and the receptionist, who I know and love, she... Of course, they've all got masks on, obviously, and they have, like, partitions. And I said, like, oh, how are you doing? And she said, we're getting there. I'm so excited. We're almost there. And the fact that she's saying that, and she knows a lot more than I do, because she's hearing from the doctor all the time, and, like, the updates and that kind of stuff. The fact that she was like, we're almost out of these masks. I was like,
wow.
Okay. Like, maybe not everybody, but maybe she meant, like, at the office. I don't know. But regardless, it made me...
Wow. Yeah.
Positive?
Yeah.
Uplifted?
For sure.
Optimistic? Yeah, I don't know. So that was nice.
That is optimistic. I like that.
Yeah.
How was your child's first birthday party?
It was good. It was super fun. It was, I realized it's funny. I was saying this. So he's born in November, which is a cold month in Canada. And I was like, I don't understand how human adult parents throw birthday parties for their children who are born in cold months. Because I'm not even talking about COVID times. Like, I'm talking about any time, because I grew up born with my birthday in the summer. So my parents would throw barbecues or like backyard parties or whatever. And so I was like, I don't understand what people do for the cold birthdays. And my friend was like, just like go when he's older and not a year, 1 year old. When he's older, go to like those, I don't know what they're called, but like indoor activity center or like a, we had a thing here called the Mad Hatter something. And it was like a, like root, like mini golf, that kind of stuff, you know, indoor things. And I was like, I don't want to do that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I was like, no, like I like to, I want to throw something. Anyway, after this weekend, I was like, no, I will be hiring professionals to take care of children on their birthdays. Cause good Christ, all of my friends bought their babies or young children, which was so fun. But I was like, there was one point where I was like, this is insane. Like it was, there were seven children from the ages of 1 to 4.
Yeah.
And that's not even that many. Like seven is like a good amount, I suppose. But yeah, as he gets older, he's only going to have more friends. And I was like, good shit. This is, I could not withstand this time. It was just crazy, but it was so fun. He had,
you know what? You say that now, but you're going to host like these rad theme parties. Like, you're going to host like a Harry Potter theme party, even though like all the kids by then will be like, what's Harry Potter?
That's true. Well, do you know what my mom used to do every year, every single year? She would throw a gingerbread house making party for me. Like, not for me, for my friends. Like she'd say,
just bring all your friends.
We would do just me. But like, it wasn't to celebrate me, or it was to celebrate like Christmas.
Yeah.
We would have all of my friends over. We would make gingerbread houses. And then we also did an Easter egg. So twice a year, my mom would throw non-birthday party related things.
Yeah.
That with children. And I was like, I want to do that tradition. I really like that tradition.
Yeah. But, yeah. My parents never did the like, let's go to the community center and like go swimming and whatever. Yeah. They always hosted cool stuff at my house. And, the one I can remember best was, like, they decorated my basement. I mean, now it might be, like, cultural appropriation, but at the time, it was a Pocahontas-themed party because I love Pocahontas. Mm. So they decorated my basement, like, full Pocahontas. Like, they had teepees that we could eat our lunch in.
Oh, my God.
And everyone had, like, a headdress. I know that's not cool now. I mean, it wasn't cool then either, but, you know, we're learning.
We're learning for sure.
Yeah. So anyways, it was just a very fun party because they just decorated to the nines. It was wild.
Aww. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff it's going to sound like a big fart on here. I was just squirting hand cream into my hand and it like made a huge fart noise and then splattered all over me.
It was like a gross fart.
Yeah, it was a really nasty fart. Anyway, yeah, that sounds like something I want to do. That kind of
Well, because my birthday's in May, Jesus. So some years you could go swimming and some years it was freezing. So you had to, you know.
Right, that's true. That's a good point.
Anyways, what else you got to say? Because I have a few, like, pop culture, teenage news stuff that we can quickly discuss.
Okay, let's do that. But first I want to say to you that I started watching Killing Eve.
And?
As I'm sure you could see on your Crave.
I didn't notice.
I don't know if you're watching like 17 shows or you've given your passport at your password at the 17 people, but like every time I open Crave, there's like 17 literal new shows like that are being played. And like none of them are like they're all halfway through an episode.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, like Carly is watching so many things, but like is not finishing any episodes.
No, that's not me. I'm watching Crashing. I've never seen Crashing. It's the Judd Apatow show with Pete Holmes.
Yes.
I'm really enjoying it, actually, but that's the only show I'm watching. So, as we know, I've given my password to thousands of people. All of Peterborough was using my Crave.
Literally, every time I open it, it's like three new shows have been added that are, like, currently being watched. And I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
So Killing Eve is good. I'm not like enraptured quite yet, but I do enjoy it. I think I'm on episode like 4 or something. Like I'm enjoying it. It's not to say I'm not enjoying it. I just, the thing I don't like about it, which I could be wrong, I might take this back later, is that we know who the killer is. Like I like guessing who the killer is, but we immediately know who it is.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
which is fine. I don't hate that part. I just like the guessing part. So
okay, well, that's too bad.
That's too bad. Okay, go ahead with your news.
Okay, let's first and foremost congratulate Degrassi alumni Andrea Lewis, because
yes!
She is officially married.
She is married.
She played Hazel on Degrassi Next Generation.
Which we've not reached her point yet. We haven't met her in the show yet.
No, not yet. I think season two we will. But yeah, she married a British man. And I'm jealous.
The pictures, I saw a couple pictures, obviously. I mean, we all follow her. And they look beautiful. Her dress looked amazing. Her husband, her now husband, looks amazing. Everyone looks so happy and incredible. And so congratulations, Andrea.
Congratulations, Andrea. We hope you come on our podcast again to discuss Degrassi. The Next Generation.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, next. How do we feel about Paul Rudd being named Sexiest Man Alive?
I think it's fine. I think it's accurate. I think his humor is sexy. I think he is wonderful. Let's do it.
Couldn't agree more.
Do you not agree?
Nope. I think he's sexy. I think he's funny. I think he's everything a straight woman could possibly want.
Yep.
I feel like Paul Rudd's one of those guys that, like, male, female, gay, straight, everyone has a crush on Paul Rudd.
I think so. I mean, I think I don't want to speak for you, but when I think crush, I think of like I have a crush on you, for example, not right now, but like I want to, sorry, that sounded weird, but like, I mean, crushes to me make me think of like somebody that you don't know that you want to know.
Mm.
I know you, so I'm good with knowing you now. Like, I know
I
you.
See.
So I've accomplished my crush. But like, you know, when there's like a guy that like just has that, you have that draw, that crush on somebody. And I think that a straight man could have a crush on Paul Rudd.
Yeah,
or
to
a
me
gay
a crush
man could have a crush on Paul Rudd.
To me, a crush is like somebody that when you're around them, you want to like impress them. You want to like make them laugh. You want them to leave the interaction thinking like that person's cool.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. So yes, I think everybody has a crush on Paul Rudd. I don't see why you wouldn't. And God, I pray that something horrible doesn't come out about him, like in some future part where we then have to go back to this fucking episode and like do a goddamn disclaimer being like, this episode was recorded before we found out that Paul Rudd had killed 14 people or whatever. Obviously that's not true, but I just mean hopefully it's not true.
Yeah, I have faith that, you know, he's been respectful to the human race.
I hope so. I don't know why I went in that direction. I'm so sorry. I take it back. Paul, I'm so sorry.
I was honestly, during that period in time, not that that period in time is over, but there was a period in time where every day there was someone getting canceled for good reason, you know?
Yes.
And I was just waiting. I was just waiting for the day that Leo was going to get something.
Yeah. Well, did you see the new Chris Pratt stuff?
Oh my gosh. Don't even get me started on that.
I know.
That post. Are you talking about the post about his wife?
I know. Yeah.
That post. Yeah. I don't care if he was trying to be funny. That post is so heinous.
I know.
I read it and I was like, what a gross person. Like, I don't even care if he's trying to be funny. Like, if I was his wife, I'd be like, you come off like such a douchebag.
I feel so, like, this is a great example of somebody who, look, there's a lot of stuff about Chris Pratt that I was not aware of prior. So before knowing any of that, I loved Chris Pratt. Like, he was my number one. I freaking loved him. And then it came out like, okay, he was part of this church.
Yeah.
That
Hillsong.
Is, you know, yeah, that's very, very horrible to a lot of different minorities and or different just a lot of people.
Well, yeah, it's a very conservative church. They wouldn't be cool with like a gay couple being there.
Sure. And before I knew that, and then when I found that out, I was like, okay, like obviously I don't agree with that, but I'm like, maybe it's one of those things where, because I wanted to have this positive outlook in it, in the sense that I was like, maybe it's one of those things that he was part of this church years ago and he's no longer part of that church.
Sorry, a package came for me.
Oh, that's okay. Maybe he's no longer part of that church, and it's just getting out now that he was. But no, he's pretty shitty.
No, he's been a part of that church for a long time. I think that's one of the reasons why him and Anna Faris broke up, because he suddenly became very religious. Yeah. Which I don't know why. I mean, it doesn't matter why. You can be religious. But I remember seeing him win, like, a Teen Choice Award a few years ago, and he got the surfboard, you know, or whatever, or the popcorn, whatever, one of those things. And he was just, like, the whole speech was just, like, accept Jesus as your personal savior, and you'll, like...
He did?
Yeah, he did this whole, like, speech about you need to accept Jesus and stuff.
I did not know that!
Yeah, like...
Chris!
So... Whatever. I mean, I know a lot of people who are super religious, so I'm like, yeah, that adds up. Who cares? But, yeah, I don't agree with the church he goes to, but I just find him irritating even on talk shows, because I'm just like, he thinks he's so funny and charming, and he's really not. Yeah. Like, he just seems like he's just so, like, cocky and full of himself, and now this thing comes out where he goes, I own her heart, and I only, like, open pickle jars for her, and she does everything, and thank you for a healthy... Everyone was upset about the fact that he said healthy daughter, because his son has, I guess, some kind of heart defect or something.
His son with Anna Faris was born early and had a different health issues when he was born. So... I think even just that, I get it, but I also, I don't know. Anyway, I don't even know why. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to really bring up a fucking...
I get very heated about this Chris Pratt thing, because I just know a lot of people that love him because they're like, oh my gosh, he's such a good Christian man. Like,
yeah,
no, and it drives me crazy because I'm just like, just because he's Christian doesn't mean, I don't know. Anyways, I get triggered by evangelical people, so I'm sorry. Anyways, last but not least, let's talk about Taylor Swift, 10-minute version of All Is Well. Are you in the loop about this? I know you're a mom, so sometimes it's hard to stay in the loop.
I have not watched it, but I will say, so forgive us, it's already been 17 minutes, but that's too bad for you.
Yeah.
Too fucking bad.
Yeah.
And I also apologize to editing Carly, because I'm looking at the wavelengths and my wavelengths are very big and loud. So
are
so
mine.
Sorry.
Mine are okay, really loud. Oh gosh. Sorry, people.
So let me say this before you get into it. I knew that there was something happening with Taylor Swift. I knew there was some release of something.
Yeah.
But I didn't know anything. And then I saw the poster and I was like, she's doing a movie. I don't understand. Anyway, the one thing that Mike and I do every single night is we'll lay in bed and watch TikToks. Just like for the last 10 minutes before we go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I kept seeing like Jake Gyllenhaal, like all these angry things about Jake Gyllenhaal. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Why am I missing this? And then I see Taylor Swift and I'm like, I don't understand. And so then I put it two and two together and I was like, obviously something is to do with this release.
Yeah.
And then some godsend on TikTok, this wonderful person, I wish I could remember their username, literally goes, like, I'm scrolling, right, because it's all algorithm.
Yeah.
And it's like TikTok genuinely can read your mind. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm scrolling and this guy goes, to everybody who doesn't understand what's going on with Taylor Swift, here is the condensed version. And it's like a 30-second explanation of why we now hate Jake Gyllenhaal. Well, and I was like, oh my God, I love this person. Not actually, but he explained it. And I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, this is so wonderful. So now I know without having watched it. I still haven't watched it. I still haven't listened, but I know what happened.
So just to sum it up, Taylor Swift, Scooter Braun, this guy who's like all, he's like the producer or manager of Justin Bieber. He owns Taylor Swift's music, which really pissed her off because she's like, I want to own my own music. So she decided to come out with Red again, which came out like 10 years ago. And she did her own little new twist on her old album because she wants to own the rights to her music, which I think is really badass of her. Yeah. So there's a song, All Too Well, I guess. I mean, I'm not a Swiftie, so I'm learning all this stuff too. But there's a song, All Too Well, that was about Jake Gyllenhaal. It was like 10 years ago. They dated for 3 months. She decided on this album that she's going to do a 10-minute version of that song and just, like, rip him a new one. Which, that's what Taylor Swift is all about. She loves to just write these really sad breakup songs, and, like, it's a good song. I think it's good, like, clever lyrics and stuff like that, but, like, people are just going wild about it, and I'm like, guys, they dated for 3 months.
My favorite thing in the world is this scarf stuff. Yeah.
Everyone's like, give her the scarf back.
Yeah. So apparently that was a thing before that I didn't know about.
Okay, yeah.
But now, like, I guess, like, when the song originally came out, everyone figured out it was I don't know. But so, and, like, there's an interview with Maggie Gyllenhaal being, because it's at Maggie's house,
right.
Apparently, yeah. The scarf. So Maggie's being like, I'll give her the scarf or whatever. But this guy on
she's
TikTok
She's like a 45-year-old woman with children, and she's just like, guys, enough of the scarf.
I don't need... this guy on TikTok who explained it to me, it felt like just directly to me, he was saying how, like, he was doing it with pictures. So there's a picture of Taylor Swift wearing the scarf. Going to Thanksgiving and then leaving Thanksgiving without the scarf, and then the next day there's a picture with Jake wearing the scarf, and it's just like, it was amazing.
Oh my god.
I was like, this is great. The picture, like, evidence to, like, work. Oh my god.
So what you're saying is that Jake actually wears the scarf around.
I think he did, like, once. And then it just, like, it I don't know. I'm unclear. But it's just hilarious.
I'm actually convinced that if Jake Gyllenhaal was to wear that scarf around New York City today, like, as a joke, if he wore the scarf and he just decided to walk around Manhattan, I think he might be killed. Like, I'm not kidding. I would be scared.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Jay, don't do it. You might get murdered. This might be an assassination of the Gyllenhaal. Though I do, look, I don't want to fucking enrage the Swifties, but I really like Jake Gyllenhaal.
I do too. I think he's very good at acting, and he seems charming and cute. And he's dated, you know, Reese Witherspoon and Kirsten Dunst, and I'm like, I respect those
women. And Taylor Swift. He's got a type. They're all blonde.
That's true. That's true.
Though I wonder, who is he dating now?
He's dating someone who looks nothing like any of them. I believe she's Asian. Okay. I believe she has dark hair.
No idea.
Yeah. Anyways, R.I.P. Jake Gyllenhaal.
R.I.P. Okay, should we get into this?
Yeah.
Let's get into this episode.
Yeah.
I feel bad. It's been 22 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that's okay, because I don't have that much to say about this episode, but apparently you do, so.
No, I actually don't. It's just the beginning that I have something to say. It's not actually that exciting.
So, this episode is called The Basketball Diaries, and the logline, it's episode 107, and the logline is, Jimmy is trying to make the basketball team, but with spending all that time practicing, he is behind in school. He can only do one or the other. He convinces Spinner to give him one of his Ritalin pills to boost his energy, but it has bad consequences for both Jimmy and Spinner. Meanwhile, Liberty is sick of writing Ashley speeches for her, so she wants to take over the morning announcements for one day. Ashley knows Liberty won't be able to do it, but sets her up anyway. And this episode premiered December 2nd, 2001.
Okay. I gotta say my note.
Let's
I got
hear
two
it.
Notes
Let's
that
hear
are
it.
Important. So, the necklace.
Okay!
The necklace
I noticed
was
it.
Here.
I know.
Yeah. So, the very first thing I noticed, Jimmy's on screen and he's wearing the necklace that Ashley gave him. And I also have to do a correction for last week. I was wrong. You had made a point, you said, so for anyone who didn't listen last week, Ashley, his girlfriend, Jimmy's girlfriend, gifts him a necklace for their 8-month anniversary. And it says AJ. I thought it was two necklaces that they were gonna, like, Jimmy was gonna wear one that said A for Ashley, and then Ashley was gonna wear J for Jimmy. That's what I thought. It's literally one fucking necklace that says AJ.
Oh, I only noticed... I wrote down that he's wearing the A. I didn't see the J.
Oh, now I'm confused. I'm sure I took a screenshot. Okay. I'm gonna have to look at the screenshot. Okay. So we'll put it up and everyone can decide what it says. But it looked like, anyway, regardless, it's fucking hideous. Regardless of what it is, it's ugly as hell. So I did appreciate, because I was 100% sure they're never gonna address these necklaces again. Yeah. But they did. So I was really happy with Degrassi for that. My second note that is also, which made me laugh the most, is that, so Jimmy, Drake is on the basketball team, like you just said, and they're discussing their big game against a school.
I know. I put this down too.
Did you write what the school's name is?
Yes. I was like, pardon?
Yeah. So, okay. Before we get into the name, there's a school in Toronto called Earl Haig, which is the artsy school.
What a terrible name.
Earl Haig. And there's a million, like, it was kind of known to me in high school that almost all of the Degrassi people went to Earl Haig. Like, my cousin went to Earl Haig, and I was always like, whoa, you go to school with all the Degrassi people. Because that's just where they all went. So, Earl Haig is, like, a known school in Toronto. So, it's fair to say that they would, like, maybe go off of that name for this show. So they call the school. Would you like to say the name of this dumbass school?
The school is called Earl Grey. Earl Grey.
Like the tea.
Like the uncaffeinated tea bags that I have when I'm feeling ill.
I fucking died. I was like, I go to fucking Chamomile High School. Like, come on.
I go to Orange Pico Secondary School.
What a stupid fucking name. I know. But, like, I get it. They're trying to go with Earl Haig, so I get it. But it was just Earl Grey. I go to... Oh, my God. I couldn't. I died. I wrote it, like, 100 times. I kept referencing it. Because they mention it 7,000 times in this episode. Because the whole point, like you said, there's the two storylines of this episode. The basketball game and the morning announcements. And the morning announcements are talking about the basketball game.
Yeah.
So in every plot line of this episode, everyone's talking about Earl Grey. And it's freaking hilarious. It made me... Like, I rewound it. I was like, did they just say... First of all, I thought they said Earl Haig at first, which is the actual school name. And I was like, whoa. So I rewound it and they said Earl Grey. And I was like, hold on. And then I rewound it again. I'm like, did they just say like Earl Grey tea? Like, hey, you come over. Do you want a coffee or tea? Would you like some Earl Grey? Is Earl Grey okay? Like, that's the school name.
I know.
Oh my God, I died.
I wrote that down. I was like, that is the most insane name for a school.
Yeah, it was hilarious. It made me cackle. Anyway, that was my main note that made me the happiest. We also find out what Spinner's nickname comes from, which is really exciting.
From spinning in this out.
Episode. Yeah, so Spinner is the turd, as we've referenced him as, oh my God, in previous episodes. He's just like, you know, the typical 14-year-old, 15-year-old boy that's just kind of annoying. And he's on Ritalin for ADD.
Yeah.
And he spins out. So they call him Spinner. So we find why they call him that name, which was exciting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, this episode is just like, okay, first of all, it's copying Seventh Heaven. In an episode of Seventh Heaven, Mary and her friend, that's Jessica Biel, they're all about basketball, okay? And Mary wants to be able to perform, so she asks her friend for some boost enhancement pill, okay? And then her friend, like, has a heart attack. Also, it happens on One Tree Hill. Nathan.
Excuse me. It happens on Saved by the Bell. All of you guys can go straight to hell. Saved by the Bell is the Orange, baby.
How do you know it's before Seventh Heaven?
Because Saved by the Bell was in 89.
But when was that episode?
91?
Okay.
Probably.
True. Okay. Well, I'm just saying it's been done, Degrassi. But that's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's
a common storyline. That's fine.
Yeah. So Jimmy can't seem to muster up the energy because he's been practicing basketball so much to read one chapter in Lord of the Flies. One single chapter he can't seem to read because he's too distracted with basketball. So he asks Spinner for a Ritalin pill to help him perform during a tournament. And Spinner only has one pill left. So he goes, well, I guess I'll give it to my friend Jimmy instead of splitting it. And then...
You can't split a pill, though,
can you? Sure you can. You can bite down. Split that in half.
No, but it's like those...
Capsule?
What? Yeah, I thought it was a capsule. Okay. That's what I used to take.
All right. Well, anyways, it's very dumb of Jimmy to accept his last pill. It's very dumb of Spinner to give his last pill. Yes. So Jimmy goes all nuts. He's, like, so hyper. And then Spinner spins out. He starts mooning the crowd and dancing. I mean, do you want to continue?
What I'll say is this, is the whole point, I might have not heard you say this, but basically Spinner has ADD. And when you have ADD, which I did do, the reason I said did is because I used to be on medication for it. I'm not anymore, which is why I can't complete any tasks that I try to start. But anyway, when you're on Ritalin or some form of prescription medication for ADD, it helps you focus. It helps you center in on something.
Yeah.
If you do not have ADD, it makes you high.
Yeah.
And it makes you energized and hyper. And like, so if you have ADD, you get hyper focused. If you don't have it, you get hyper.
Right.
So Jimmy does not have ADD. So because of that, he gets very high. And because Spinner does have ADD, but now doesn't have his drugs, he gets just loses all control and also becomes very hyper. So there's these two teenage boys who have just lost their minds.
Yeah.
And they're both, is affecting them both negatively.
Yes.
And
here's the thing.
Yeah.
Jimmy is performing very well on the court, but he's being very selfish. He's being a ball hog. And then he body checks Sean to get the ball.
Who's on his team.
His own player. Yeah. And like, he makes Sean fall over and like sprain his ankle. So I don't know.
That actually makes me laugh when you mentioned the ankle thing. Sorry to cut in, but before you cross that, I noticed, so Jimmy, like you just said, knocks over Sean Cameron, who we love, who's on his team. And Sean like dramatically falls to the ground and the coach like runs over and he's like, are you okay? And he's like grabbing his ankle and he goes, wiggle your toes. And generally when you say wiggle your toes, it's so that the person who is the authority, whether they're the coach or the doctor or whatever, they're wanting to see you wiggle your toes. But Sean is wearing shoes.
Right.
And you cannot see his toes. And I just have that written down that the coach is like, wiggle your toes. And he's wearing shoes. So that's not relevant in any way.
That's funny.
He's also doing the thing that I think is so funny. It's one of my favorite things to do. And unfortunately, I used to do it as a joke, and now it's become actually a habit.
Yeah.
Is people do this in Big Brother a lot. It makes me laugh and cackle. They do it in competition sports and competition game, whatever, where they go, let's go. When they win, like that's their celebration. They go, let's go. And I think it's so funny because it's so like, oh, I am man, let's go. Like, it just makes me think of that. And now whenever I play video games, like it's like Mario Party or like Mario Kart, and I win, I go, let's go. And I think it's like, I was doing it at first as a joke, and now it's how I do it. Anyway, Jimmy in this episode goes, let's go. Like when he's done getting all these fucking points or whatever.
Yeah.
And it just made me laugh. It made me very, very happy.
The one sport that I was actually really into growing up was basketball. But I don't think I ever cared as much as Jimmy does. I was like, I went
to grade eight.
Grade eight was the peak of me loving basketball.
Oh, but not like, okay, fine. Loving basketball. But like the way that he is like competing in this, I'm not saying that it doesn't matter. Great. Like, I'm glad you're trying hard at sports, but the aggression and the commitment that he has toward basketball, I can see this more of like a senior year,
right?
Grade 11, maybe even.
Yeah. You're like trying to get thing, like, you know, like, sponsored, you're trying to get accepted or whatever.
Here, like grade eight, like you're 14. No one cares about you yet. Like no one cares. And he's like, let's go, I want to be on drugs to win, or whatever the hell. Like, it's...
The comments I
interrupted
were,
you.
The comments were really funny on the YouTube, because everyone was just like, oh, if only Jimmy knew what was to come, he wouldn't be able to... He's not going to be able to play basketball for much longer.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I didn't even think about that. Oh, my.
Ooh, I know. Already.
Oh, God.
That's By the me. Way, okay, this is a side note, but yesterday I got a TV, finally, for my new house. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a package yet, like a cable package or anything, so... Mm-hmm. But I have, like, 5 free channels. They're, like, super random. So one is, like, a game show channel. It's just game shows 24/7. The other one, I think...
Amazing.
Yeah, but it's, like, old school. Like 70s, Amazing. Yeah. And then it's, like, Amazing. One episode is, like, strictly Baywatch. Just Baywatch.
Okay!
And then another channel is, like, just Jerry Springer and Maury, okay?
Okay.
There is one channel on my television. I took a screenshot to show you. It's 24/7 Degrassi.
That's amazing.
But Next Generation.
That's amazing. I saw you post about it on Instagram.
Yeah!
That's amazing.
I literally have a channel that's 24/7 Degrassi. How am I going to get anything done?
Well, the only problem is now you're going to probably see later episodes.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's already. I'm watching this, you know, newer. It's like, I think it's like 2007, 2008 episodes. Mm. And the quality has really gone downhill. It's not the same. But.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. I literally have nothing else to say except I wrote down Emma is very tall.
Emma is very tall. Let's just address really quickly the other storyline. I don't have much to say about it, but I will say this. So basically, Liberty and Ashley, the morning announcements, who fucking cares? It's the most boring storyline ever. But basically, Ashley, just to remind everyone, Ashley is a year older. So Ashley's in grade 8.
Yeah.
Liberty is in grade 7.
Yeah.
And Ashley is the like host of the morning announcements, which are video. They're video morning announcements and afternoon announcements, whatever it is. They're video. And Liberty always does all the research for her and then writes the scripts for her and then Ashley presents them. And Liberty really wants a chance to go on camera. Great, whatever. Ashley gives her a chance. She fucks up. And then, you know, she gives her another chance and she does better. Great, who cares? It's not important. But what I didn't understand is at the end of the episode, Ashley's like, you did well, you did well. But you can't do it again until I graduate. And then I'm like, graduate? Where are you going?
I know.
So then she, like, okay, like, I know that high school is grade 9, 10, 11, 12 for most people, but then I got confused because I was like, if she graduates, she's still in the show, and so is everybody else. That means Jimmy, Craig, well, Craig's not in it yet, but, like, Jimmy, Craig, Ashley, all these people are quote-unquote graduating this after the end of this year, but they're still in the show. So, like, where are they going?
I know. I didn't
know. Paige. Like,
I don't understand that because, from my understanding, Degrassi High School is grade 7 to 12.
Yeah. So I'm like, confused. So I guess we'll see. But
yeah.
Ashley made a reference to her graduating, like, this year. She was like, we graduate this year. Goodbye.
Well, most people graduate after grade 8 and then go to high school in grade 9.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But in the show, like, I know for a fact that after this season, Spinner and Jimmy and yes. Ashley and yes. Paige are still in it.
Yeah.
So I'm confused. I'm also very interested to know Emma, Manny. So they're all in the younger year. But if I'm not mistaken, like, later on in the series, they're more cohesive with, like, Paige and Jimmy and that.
Right.
Do they all, like, I hope they always stay in the same separated grades and they become friends with somebody else. I just don't know if, like, Degrassi, like, gave up and just makes them all the same grade. I don't know. I'm interested to see that.
I don't think so. That would be really dumb.
I'm so excited for Ellie to come. What's that her name?
Ellie Marco.
And Marco.
Craig.
Craig. Hazel.
Yep.
There's so many. JT's already in it. What's, anyway, I'm so excited.
There's that guy that you loved. You know, he was a bad boy. Jay.
Oh, yeah. My God, I loved Jay. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. Like, we're now getting to the more, like, obviously this wasn't that risky, but, like, the fact that there was a drug, quote-unquote, a drug involved. Yeah. We're getting there. We're getting there quick.
Have you read the synopsis for next week?
No, I never read them. Okay. I want you to tell. I like you telling me, and then I get surprised.
Okay, you're gonna like this, I think. Are you ready?
Okay, I can't wait. Yes.
Okay, Degrassi, season one, episode 108, is called Secrets and Lies. Ashley's It says, Ashley's father is home from Europe, and Ashley senses something is up with her mom and dad. They seem to get along really... Okay, this log line is really strange. They seem to get along really well, period. Ashley's mom tells her the truth. Her dad is gay. After hearing this news, JT figures out an easy way to reject Liberty. He tells Liberty he's gay.
Oh my. I remember this JT thing. Fuck my life. I am so excited for, like, in a couple years. I need to know when JT becomes, like... When's Nina Dobrev come in this? Because Nina Dobrev is in this show, too. And Shanae Grimes?
Yeah. I don't think Nina comes for a couple years.
Oh, my God. And Jane. Paula Brancati.
Right.
So, my friend Jen is her husband. Oh, God. I'm going to get this wrong. Her husband... produced, wrote, oh Lord, Jen, I'm so sorry, was a very important person on the show Slasher, which is a Canadian horror show.
Okay.
Anyway, and Paula Brancati is one of the main characters, as well as Christopher Jacot, which is, spoiler alert, the teacher that Paige dates later on. So Jen, I mean, I don't want to put her in that position, but Jen has been like, she could hook us up with some good Degrassi people. And ooh. Paula Brancati... I adore her. She plays Jane in a few seasons. I can't wait until we get to the more, like, we're getting there. Do we know how many episodes are in? I'm going to look this up.
So I can tell you right now. I can tell you right now.
Oh, okay. How many episodes are in season one?
15.
It's going to be like 25.
15.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Okay. So we're like halfway, if I can do math correctly.
Yeah. Where you are. You're right. We're on 10. We're going to about to be 108. So this is great. That's perfect.
Yeah. And it looks like the episodes are just getting better and better.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. Okay, you got anything else to say, really?
Well.
Oh, Weekly Crush.
Weekly Crush. Have you picked anyone?
No. I'll think of one.
Okay, I'll just do like a basic white bitch one, okay? I'll say Adele.
Okay. Did you see the proposal that somebody did at her show?
Yes, I watched the whole thing.
I loved it. It was so sweet.
That's
a good one.
Adele had her special this week at the Griffith Observatory, and she's just amazing. Her voice is just insane. It's funny. Yeah. There's so many celebrities at this concert, and for whatever reason, Melissa McCarthy was front row, so she got a lot of screen time. And she starts the concert with "Hello" because that's
"Hello"
classic. Yeah. And
the greeting.
She's literally said, "Hello." And the camera like pans to Melissa McCarthy and she's just already sobbing. like every single shot of Melissa McCarthy, she's just crying.
I love it. That's hilarious.
So anyways, I really thought, like, even if you don't really like her music that much, I'm just like, her voice is unreal.
Yeah. That's hilarious. I love it. My weekly crush is going to be Chris Pratt.
No!
I'm just kidding. My weekly crush, you know what? Actually, it's funny you say that. I'm going to pick Melissa McCarthy because I'm actually watching a show with her right now.
Which show?
I'm watching, it's not that great if I'm honest, but I'm watching three shows at the moment. And so anyway, I read a book, I don't know, a year ago called 9 Perfect Strangers, which is Leanne Moriarty.
Yeah.
And she did Big Little Lies, and she did another book that I can't remember that I read. And anyway, so I read 9 Perfect Strangers. I liked it. And then it came out with an Amazon series. So it's good. It's got Melissa McCarthy. It's got Nicole...
Kidman.
Sorry, I like just completely blanked on her name. And I don't love it so far, but... I mean, it's for the typical reasons that I've already read the book, so I'm watching and I'm like, that doesn't happen in the book. But it's fine. And that being said, Melissa McCarthy in it is fucking great. I just love her so much. And as typical Melissa McCarthy, her husband makes a small little cameo for like five seconds. And it makes me so happy that they are so in love. Anyway, so I think Melissa McCarthy.
They are really in love. Nice. I heard that show actually is not good, so I didn't watch it.
It's fine. The only reason I'm watching it is because I read the book and I wanted to. It's an easy thing. I put it on when I'm knitting or whatever.
By the way, now that I'm done my script, I'm happy to start watching Midnight Mass. Are you over
it? Okay, let's... No! I'm not. So it's funny. Sorry to bring up Midnight Mass. Well, you brought it up, but like, sorry to continue the conversation about it. My friend Jen, the same girl from work who whose husband does slasher, blah, blah, blah. She, every time, because I'm desperate to talk about this show with somebody, Midnight Mass, and I went into work like a couple weeks ago. I said, has anybody watched this? And she was like, no, but I want to. And I was like, great, let me know when you do. Anyway, she texted me this past weekend and she goes, we just finished it. I need to talk to you. Uh-huh. So Tuesday of this week. So when this gets released 2 days ago, I was in work and I spoke to her about it. And it made me so excited to watch it again because she pointed out some really interesting things. I'm obviously not going to say them. I don't want to ruin it for you. But she pointed out some really interesting things that I was like, I just can't wait to watch this again. So I am in. I'm in.
Okay, well, let me know your like schedule because I'll watch the first episode pretty much whenever.
Okay, I mean, I could watch it tonight if you want. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Why are we still talking about this on the podcast?
okay, so Adele and Melissa McCarthy.
Great.
Post a picture of her crying at the Adele concert.
I was going to do that. okay. Thank you so much to Eric and Kevin Smale for your theme, the theme song.
Yes. God. Thank you so much. And thank you to all of you dirtbags out there that are still listening to this dang podcast. You are
the light of our lives. Every week, every single week, people share this on their Instagram stories, and it makes me happier than you know.
Okay,
and
listen,
we're going to do...
Whoever leaves a review on our... Because we haven't had a review in like a year.
Yeah.
Whoever leaves a 5-star review next is going to get a prize.
Well, we have some magnets to give out.
Well... You just gave away the prize, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, I have a lot that I need to get rid of, so just kidding.
You will get a magnet, and you will get a letter that says thank you.
Yeah! Oh my god, write some reviews. Anyone who writes a review, not just the one person. If you write a review, I will send you a little thing.
But it has to be 5-star, or else you don't get a prize.
You have to review, and you have to share.
Oh, wow.
Two things.
Wow, okay.
You have to review. All you have to on your Instagram story. You don't have to do a fucking post for it or anything. Just an Instagram story, share, and a review on iTunes or Spotify or however you do them.
Okay.
You have to figure it out.
That's good. Okay.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.